Welcome back to the Forever Home Rescue Foundation's podcast series. We hope you're enjoying the good fall weather we've been having and are looking forward to Halloween. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org. I'm David, and with me is my daughter, Lauren.
Hello. This is episode 11 in our series, and AFH is as busy as ever, and we have a lot to catch up on. We will update our adoption tracker numbers, discuss several cool fundraising efforts, including a new auction page on the AFH website, as well as our work to help dogs in Thailand and our ongoing dog socialization classes. Our dog of the week is Blaze, the St. Bernard, and we have Halloween pet tips. That is a lot to cover, so here we go.
Through June, AFH has found forever homes for 413 dogs. That puts us roughly on pace to match our 2013 total of 890 dogs. Please keep coming out to our regular Sunday afternoon adoption events from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Petco in Greenbrier Town Center. Address is 13053 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, Route 50, just west of the intersection with the Fairfax County Parkway. The upcoming dates are October 9th and 26th and November 2nd, 9th, and 16th. You can see many of our available dogs and get more information about the adoption process or find out about becoming a foster with a forever home.
Listen up, everybody. AFH is raffling off a, drum roll please, Xbox One. That's right, AFH friend Julie Kearns has made an Xbox One with Kinect, NBA 2K14, and other features available, and we are raffling it off on November 16th at our weekly adoption event. Tickets are $5 each, or $5 for $20, and can be purchased from the AFH website, www.aforeverhome.org. Buy your tickets early and often.
That is right. That is a $500 value, so that is a very cool way to help out AFH. Another cool way is by purchasing Bright Sky Jewelry. AFH will receive 20% of the purchase price of every piece of jewelry purchased during the month of October. This is beautiful jewelry. The holidays are coming up, and it supports AFH. A total no-brainer. But remember, this is only for the month of October. So go to www.brightskyjewelry.com right away and knock out your holiday shopping. And thanks to our friends at Bright Sky for their generosity.
Speaking of the holidays, AFH is looking for volunteers to help a gift wrapping station at Dulles Town Center on December 21st through 24th. AFH receives donations from customers for the gift wrapping, so if you are adept at tying a bow and can work a shift, please sign up by emailing us at patti@aforeverhome.net.
Our AFH website feature of the month is our new auction page. This is a great way, a great and easy way to donate your talents, say carpentry or accounting, or that old pool table or other item you've been meaning to get rid of while helping AFH. It is as simple as providing us what you would like to auction and its value, and we will take it from there and provide you with a receipt so you can get your tax deduction when it is sold. Please email us with any questions at auctions@aforeverhome.org and go to our auctions page at www.aforeverhome.org/auctions to bid on items.
It is time for our pet tips of the month, Halloween edition. While Halloween is one of my favorite days of the year, it can be a dangerous time for our dogs, so please keep the following in mind. Eating chocolate and candy can be very dangerous for dogs, so be sure to keep it away from them. A lot of sugar-free candy contains xylitol, which is toxic to dogs. If you believe your dog has eaten something dangerous, contact your vet or a local poison control center immediately. Be careful with lights and other decorations, making sure that cords, pumpkins, and other items are out of reach. Take special care with lit pumpkins, as they can be knocked over and start a fire. While it is cute to see dogs in costumes, not every dog wants to wear one. Do a test run first. Combined with the hustle and bustle and noise of trick-or-treating, Halloween can be very stressful for dogs, so keep a close eye on how they are doing as the night progresses.
That is great advice, Lauren. And next up is our dog of the month. Meet Blaze, the St. Bernard. And boy, is he It just looks like a bundle of love. He is 7 years old. He's male and neutered. And his birthday, actually, it's very absolutely appropriate. His birthday was Halloween.
October
31st, 2006. And he is house trained, does well with cats and both small and large dogs. He's really good with children, has lived with a little boy. He was given up because the family moved and they felt that their new backyard was too small for him. So we're really hoping to find Blaze a new home. He's on the first page of the available dog section of the website. Check him out. He is, he just looks like he's ready for to give out big hugs and receive big hugs. He's a good looking boy. So please give Blaze a look.
Just to clarify, he will be turning 8 this Halloween, and he is 7 now. A couple of other items as we wrap up the podcast for this month. Stacey Hornbaker is a trainer who has been working with a number of AFH dogs and foster parents over the past year with very positive results. Stacey is generously doing a weekly socialization class for our foster parents and their dogs, foster dogs, or their own dogs. These sessions are a way for your dog to learn to interact appropriately. These sessions are not only beneficial to the dogs, but to their foster parents as well. You don't have to have a dog to attend because some people bring two dogs with them.
The class is held on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and is open to all AFH volunteers. If you'd like to come, please RSVP to hornbakerdogtraining@gmail.com. Again, that's hornbakerdogtraining@gmail.com. Do that by Friday night at 8 p.m. so that we'll know how many dogs to expect. The address is 3404 Aldi Road, A-L-D-I-E Road, in Catharpin, I think I'm pronouncing that right, Virginia, 20143. And that is great. So that's a really good opportunity. We really appreciate Stacy doing that. Final thing before we get out of here, AFH has been working to save dogs in Thailand from the illegal dog meat trade. This is a really sad situation. Please go to our website, www.aforeverhome.org, to find out more about it. What we're trying to do, we are going to send some folks, some volunteers over to Thailand to help, and looking for frequent flyer miles and other donations to help out here. Please check it out. We've been doing a lot of social media around this on our Facebook page and Twitter account, and this is a great segue. Make sure that you are following us on all these social media outlets. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, you name it, we are there. Go to the website. You can find easy links to all those outlets. That's all we have for this month. Lauren, anything else to add?
Thank you for all your support. If you have been listening to our podcast or just following the AFH on social media or even just checking out our website weekly.
She did all that off the spot. So wasn't that great? That was pretty good extemporaneously. And have a great Halloween. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next month.
Adios.